This is KUNM. I'm Bryce Dix. The 2020 census starts in a couple months, and organizers are reaching out to populations in New Mexico that historically were undercounted. A bill to spend $8 million on outreach efforts passed its first legislative hurdle Thursday. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton has more.
The money would go to a social media campaign and community-led outreach efforts in counties, tribal governments, and schools all over the state. State demographer Robert Radigan has been prepping for the 2020 census for the last decade. He told lawmakers that for every person not counted, the state will lose tens of thousands of dollars in federal funding. And if the campaign can motivate just 214 New Mexicans who weren't planning on it to respond,
the state will see a return on its investment over the next 10 years. The commission would like to think we're going to motivate far more than 200 people to respond to the census who otherwise wouldn't.
The bill also calls for emergency status so the funds could go out to community census groups immediately after getting the governor's signature. Starting March 12th, you can fill out the census form online, over the phone, or by mail. At the start of April, census workers will begin going door to door, too. President Trump wanted to add a question about citizenship status, sparking fear in many immigrant communities. But that got blocked by the Supreme Court, so it will not be on the form. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
This story is part of the project Your New Mexico Government. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation, the New Mexico Local News Fund, and KUNM listeners like you.